The missing link. Where is he or she?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the challenging book, One Blood, The Biblical Answer to Racism. Evolutionary scientists can like to portray themselves as unbiased researchers, but you don't think they're very good at reconstructing the fossil record, do you?
Well, you know, a student approached me once with an illustrated book on evolution, and he opened up to a picture of our supposed ancestor called Lucy. Lucy looked somewhat human, but ape-like. The student asked me, "How do you know Lucy looked like this?" I replied, "Well, that's a good question." I explained that if someone were to dig up his own skull in 100 years, they could find an artist to draw a picture and make him look ape-like or human-like. The student wondered, "Do scientists really just make up information?" And I responded, "Actually, sometimes they really do." I shared with him the story of a medical illustrator who was contracted to produce drawings for a biology text. One of the drawings was to be of Lucy. When the illustrator finished his drawing, the book's authors rejected it, claiming it was too human-like. He was told to make Lucy look more ape-like. Keep this story in mind the next time you read a book on evolution or visit a science museum. Then see our Museum on Creation and its soon-to-open exhibit on Lucy.
Most science museums present an evolutionary timeline of millions or billions of years. What does the Bible and real science say? Go to our website, answersradio.com, and read our free booklets on the age of the Earth.